You're listening to SBS News.
More than 95,000 asylum seekers have arrived in Australia by plane over the past 5 years. New figures disclosed by Labor reveal since the start of July, about 80 people per day have claimed protection after landing at an Australian airport. Labor says it's proof people smugglers have moved their business from boats to planes. But the government has hit back, pointing to Labor's record on border control. From 2009 to 2013, more than 51,000 asylum seekers arrived by boat under Labor. But the opposition says government numbers show that since 2014, more than 95,000 asylum seekers have arrived by plane. Labor's Home Affairs spokeswoman Christina Keneally says it's now the preferred route for people smugglers.
People smugglers, criminal syndicates have moved their business model from boats to planes. Australia is on track this year to have the highest number of asylum claims ever recorded in Australian history.
Federal Immigration Minister David Coleman is focused on Labor's record.
Labor seems to have neglected to look at the statistics of its own time in office. It is an extraordinary own goal by the Labor Party today. They have a disgraceful record when it comes to border security and Australia's refugee and humanitarian policies.
Operation Sovereign Borders came into force under Prime Minister Tony Abbott in 2013. The policy, which involved turning back boats, targeted the people smuggling trade. While Labor supports Operation Sovereign Borders, it says the focus on boat arrivals has led to problems elsewhere. It says many of those arriving by plane are being trafficked and exploited. Immigration expert Abul Rizvi confirms numbers of asylum seekers has been drastically increasing.
Oh, it's undoubtedly a record. We're talking about levels of asylum seekers that Australia has never seen before. What we are seeing is a situation where the cost of dealing with that problem now is just going to be so large.
He shares concern those arriving by plane will be exploited.
I think it is likely Australia will now move down the path of Europe and America, whereby we have a growing number of failed asylum seekers permanently in Australia who become a kind of permanent underclass working in the black economy and exploited by Australian employers.
Immigration lawyer Judy Hamawi has dealt with the increase in applications for protection visas.
The only way into Australia is basically applying on a tourist visa or a student visa and then applying on onshore protection. It's the applicants themselves who are knowledgeable of the law. They do their research before applying.
About 25,000 people are currently appealing their rejected asylum claims. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.